Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each decade in order. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, the Commodores, Martha with the Vandellas, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, the Miracles, the San Remo Golden Strings, and Lionel Richie with Alabama. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Somebody to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from the Commodores, Why You Wanna Try Me, and then reached number 66 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1986, and that was Lionel Richie's last song as part of the Commodores. Before that, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, Don't Knock My Love, reaching number 46 from 1974, and we started with The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and My World Is Empty Without You, number 5 from 1966. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each decade in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and coming up, another great song, this time by Martha and the Vandellas and Jimmy Mac. Well, Jimmy Mac was written and produced by Motown's main creative team at that time, Holland, Doja, and Holland. And Jimmy Mac was the final top 10 hit for the Vandellas in the United States, peaking at number 10. It was number one on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts also at that time. Well, the inspiration for this song came from a 1964 Music Industry Awards dinner, which Lamont Dozier attended. Well, at the ceremony, the mother of the songwriter, Ronnie Mack, accepted an award for her son who had died recently for his composition, a song called He's So Fine. Well, under pressure to come up with a hit for Reeves and the Vandellas, Dozier and his team penned this song in part as a tribute to Mac the writer. Well, the B-side of this 45 was called Third Finger Left Hand, and that also charted. Well, here is Jimmy Mac, Mothra of the Vandellas, right here on Motown.
Jimmy Mac. This one.
Temptations with Lady Soul, and they reached number 47 of the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1986, and that was their last charting Motown song. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Get It Together, number 28 from 1973, and we started with Martha and the Vandellas and Jimmy Mac, number 10 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring one song for each of these three decades in order from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, back to the 1960s once again, and here are the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Ooh Baby Baby right here on Motown.
But in the game I lost you, what a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. But I'm only human, you've made mistakes too. Oh,
Hometown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Deep river woman, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Deep river woman, Lord, I know she's waiting, just anticipating all my love. In LA, just another chance to see just you and I. Wanted you to know that my playing days are over, 'cause all I do is think of you, the writing's on the wall.
Lionel Richie with Alabama and Deep River Woman, and then reached number 71 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1987, and that was Lionel Richie's lowest charting song. Before that, the San Remo Golden Strings with Festival Time. It was originally released in 1967, didn't chart in the US, but it did chart in 1971 in the UK, reaching number 39. And we start with The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Ooh Baby Baby, number 16 from 1965. Well, this half hour, we're featuring some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Coming up after the break, more 60s, 70s, and 80s songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.